President Bush and Prime Minister Brown also expressed similar views toward Iran. Both are concerned that Iran may be trying to develop nuclear weapons. Iran denies it. But Prime Minister Brown today announced that Britain will freeze the assets of Iran's largest bank to apply more pressure. Inside Iran, people are feeling pressure of a different kind from Iranian authorities. Police there have begun a new campaign against Western-style clothing and hairstyles. They're demanding to know where people bought such clothes or had their hair done. Pune Gudusi of the BBC's Persian service has just returned from a trip to Tehran. We know, Pune, that fashion police are pretty much a fixture there, but sometimes they turn the other way if a woman is showing a lock of hair. How come they're not turning away now?
It depends on the situation, the political situation in the country most of the time. First of all, when there's more pressure from outside, including, as you mentioned, from America and Britain, or also there's pressure from inside the country. For example, we've had recent student demonstrations in some provinces in Iran. Usually the backlash of it is a stronger clampdown on the youth. Also, it has something to do with summer. Every year when the warm season comes and people are more tempted to wear lighter clothes or lighter color clothes, the authorities come back to the same idea of being a bit tougher and stricter, at least for the first couple of weeks of it. So they give the idea that you still have to stick to the stricter Islamic code of dresses, which is the darker, more loosely fitting clothes that they would recommend.
But it's also not just the clothes, it's also the hairstyles, not even just how much you're showing. But what is this about a men's hairstyle that Iranian authorities object to?
It has always been an issue, but recently with almost, I can't say, maybe 60-70% of the households in Iran having satellite dishes, which are, of course, technically still illegal, and everybody's watching MTV and music TVs and now YouTube and the internet is free access for everybody. The culture of they call it punky in Iran, hairstyles is very fashionable. And everybody's putting a ton of gel on their hair, especially the boys with very spiky, fashionable teenage look, which can really get them into trouble. I've seen people getting stopped by the authorities only because they have long curly hair or they have a ponytail.
So what happens if you do get stopped?
It depends. If you stand in front of the authorities, which is what the young generation in Iran tends to do more and more. I'm surprised. I recently came back from Iran and I hadn't been there for 2-3 years. And in my generation, when I went to university in Iran, we were much more careful and cautious and respectful of the authorities who would stop us and give us guidance on what to wear and what to look like. But the new young generation of Iran has become really blasé and really brave, I can say. And although they can still get into as much trouble as we would 10, 15 years ago, if they get stopped and arrested, they might get dragged into a car, pushed into a car by force sometimes, and taken to the headquarters where they will get stuck in a room for a couple of hours and questioned and interrogated and have to sign a paper and promise that they will never do this again. Occasionally, they force them to cut their hair right there and then by the authorities, or they tear their clothes and rip their clothes and force them to wear something else. But there is a general air of carelessness and lack of respect to all of these decrees that keep coming out. And every once in a while, the authorities just feel they have to remind them of what they have to be looking like.
One other thing I know that you noticed when you were in Iran recently is that even some of your relatives, who I guess you assume would not be testing the fashion police in the past, were doing things like holding hands or going arm in arm in shopping centers.
Yes, yes. When I grew up, it wasn't as easy, and I was being very careful. Of course, when I go to Iran, I go by the rules and I try not to get myself into any trouble. And I was being very careful even when I arrived in the airport and my parents were there and my cousins were there to greet me after a couple of years. I didn't jump in their arms and kiss and hug everybody, just being very careful and very cautious. But later, after a couple of days of going around with my friends and my cousins into restaurants and cafes and shopping centers, I noticed boys and girls walk along hand in hand, sometimes arm on the shoulder, sometimes cuddling each other even in public, or greeting and giving each other hugs and kisses as they would say hello or goodbye, something that for the first week I was really uncomfortable to do, and I found it very strange that it has become so normal for the new generation to be more like that.
That's the BBC's Pune Gudusi, just back from Iran. Now, that story may leave you thinking that Iranian authorities are out of touch, but take note. Americans have their own style police. They work for the U.S. Air Force. Among their regulations is the one on mustaches. A proper mustache should not extend below the upper lip or sideways beyond the corner of the mouth. Enter British aviator Chris Ball. In February, Chris Ball went on loan from the Royal Air Force to Uncle Sam. He grew a magnificent handlebar mustache. You can see it for yourself at our website, theworld.org. Now, Lieutenant Ball refused an order to trim his mustache in order to comply with U.S. regulations. He cited the Queen's regulations, and sure enough, they clearly state that British officers in this situation do not have to change their uniform or their appearance. So, Lieutenant Ball can continue to guard the skies over Afghanistan with the other magnificent men in their flying machines.